Namaskar, I'm listeners. This is Yashin Yogi speaking, and it's 6 p.m. here in Hyderabad. Well, it's been a great day today for me for two reasons. Number one, I managed to keep my expectation of 30-second sprints within 3:30 pace. So that's number one for all the reps. And if you remember or listen to my podcast of yesterday, I had told that this is what I want to aim for. And today I got it. And the second thing is practicing stillness. So this is very important. And stillness and silence. So these are the two things that I have incorporated every Thursday into my regime from 12 to 1. So that's where I just sit still and in silence. So no body movement, or you can say minimal body movement and complete silence for 1 hour. And this is a very transformative practice because it really brings you the energy. Initially, when I had started it, I used to feel drowsy and sleepy, but not the last two times that I practiced it. Today, when I was practicing stillness and silence, now that we're on this topic, I basically focused on each of the chakras. That was number one. Second thing that I focused was slowing down my breath. So I was just slowing down as much as I could and trying to be within my body. So that is called as grounding. So I tried to make myself grounded as much as I can. And whatever feelings and emotions and anything that I had, I was just trying to melt it across. And it was a great exercise. I think practicing silence and stillness enables you to really understand what are the areas of improvement that you need to work on. One of the examples that I was doing in one of the courses today was that most of the times, we think or dream of other people whom we are not connected in life. And this happens to me often. I do not know if it happens to y'all. But I just dream of random people whom I have never met. I have no connection with. And, you know, I just dream of them. And this is something that I learned today that prevents from intuition. You know, it blocks intuition. So this is some practice that I need to be very aware of so that I have this clear intuition practice. So when I did my chakra test, one of the biggest weaknesses that I had on all the chakras was the third eye chakra. And I think this is one of the chakras that I need to keep working on. And that also comes because there's a lot of thought process happening. So people who think a lot, who are into a lot of data mining and all, the intuition power or the intuitive power is far less. And if you have to improve on that, you have to consume less data and you have to be in an area which is much more silent so that you can receive the signals. So this is another thing that I learned today. So practicing stillness and silence is definitely one of the ways to really improve your intuitive power. Well, besides this, today, let me talk about the Hill Repeat sessions. Well, I should first thank Avik, Shini and Murli for actually helping me achieve this target. Because if it was not for them, I don't think I would have pushed that hard. So my first rep was 317 pace and the cadence was around 174 and the stride length was 1.75. This means I was freshest on this and my heart rate was 144. Compare that to 23rd of July, my first rep was at 328 pace. So definitely a big improvement from here. And the next set that I did was 325, 198 cadence and 1.47 stride length. So as the cadence increases, the stride length decreases. This is a very clear factor here. And on the third rep, it was 323 And if you see my stride, the cadence was 195 and the stride length was 1.51. So, you know, there's a big correlation, I feel, with the stride length. The fresher you are, the better the stride length. Though my fourth rep, I did 327, my cadence dropped to 172 and my stride length was 1.69. So overall, if I see this trend, and all my sets were inside 330. The lowest or the most least one was 329, which was the fifth set. So overall, fantastic performance, and I met my target. Now my next target is to aim and try to be within the 320 range, you know, just 320 and not below that. So if I could achieve 317 in the first, I want to make sure that I'm able to do sub 320 in at least two or three more sets. If I'm able to achieve that, I think next my hill repeat will be a success. So yes, this was my hill repeats. Really enjoyed that. And after coming back, of course, I had to sit and work on the zero to dangerous thing. So I was focusing on trying to create a clear path or the quarterly goals for my Ironman Kona. And so I had to really think hard, create points. And I really did a lot of, you can say, searching. In fact, if I just try to pull that up, let me see if I can do that here. Yes, so, you know, for my run, which I want to do at 250 pace, I divided into four parts, basically. One was the threshold pace, improving my threshold pace by 0.04 seconds every month. And a few other points that I added, then breathing, practicing rhythmic breathing, and inspiratory muscle training and other stuff that I was planning to do. Then about nutrition. And I think this is a very vital point that I have put on, you know, staying off white sugar, not to eat any sweet after a meal. And these are the things that I want to overcome, not things which I'm already doing. And recovery, making sure that I practice energy medicine every day and use EMS at least once a week. So this is something which is a very good output of actually thinking how to achieve your goals. So when you sit and think about, you know, your points, where you want to improve, how you want to improve, you get these ideas, or you get these protocols that you feel will really enhance your performance. So I felt using EMS after my Sunday long run will really help me improve, because my Tuesday runs will not get impacted. This is one of the lessons that I learned this time. Now coming back to Kona performance. Now, a very simple logic that I want to do is, you know, I want to achieve 205 pace every 100 meters. So firstly, I'm just trying to try that and see if I can achieve that using hand paddles, and then slowly try to improve it as I go by. So that is one thing. And starting swimming once a week. I've also started practicing dry land swimming, which I want to do at least twice a week. So I have to actually now create this time window for this workout. And bike FTP, I want to start doing it twice a week. I think I should start with once a week and see how it is going before I progress to the next one. And the last one is at least do one brick workout. So as soon as I finish my bike, I want to do a run. So this is another thing that I've planning to do. So let's see how this overall thing goes in. I hope I'm able to really put this into practice, because this is a lot of thought process that has gone into it. Okay, now when I was thinking about the routines, the things, and of course, you know, the conservation of energy, I could correlate this with the mobile. And now, just a few days back, now I've started, you know, trying to turn off features that I'm not using. So for example, I turned off the network data. Okay, because if I'm on Wi-Fi, why do I need to use the network data? And then I turned off Bluetooth when I'm not using Bluetooth. And in fact, when I'm working, I even turn off the Wi-Fi on my mobile. And now when I observe this, and I saw that the power of my mobile is far less consumed than it used to be before. So it is draining much lesser. And of course, I wanted to correlate this to our daily activities that we do, things that drain our energies. So sometimes we do things which drain our energy. For example, if you're not supposed to look into, the WhatsApp messages, you look into that. That is draining your energy. That means you switch that feature on in yourself. Then, for example, watching Netflix or other YouTube channels which drain your energy. They're all absorbing your energy from you. And then that is when you are supposed to do something else, right? So if you have a time slot allocated to it and you do it, that's not a problem. But in case you're doing things which are random and, not planned, they definitely will drain your energy. Another thing that drains your energy, which I felt is very important, and I am guilty of making that mistake, is, watching a YouTube channel or reading my newspaper when I'm having my meals. Now I have stopped that, and I feel that is also drains your energy because you're not focused. You're eating something which is going to be part of your body, and it's going to nourish you. So it has to be mindful. It's one of the most sacred things that is that you're doing in the day. So you have to focus on that. And ever since I've started doing this, I feel a change in the energy. So these are very small things, which are very small practices. So one thing I would say is try to find out things that drain your energy and try to switch off those features in you, and just see how much energy you're able to conserve throughout the day. Anything that drains your energy, you need to switch it off. And it's exactly like the mobile. So you and your mobile are not different, right? Your mobile also needs to be charged. You also need to charge yourself. And if you apply this theory of, switching off features that are not needed and using them only at a particular interval or particular time, you conserve a lot of energy throughout the day. And then you're still having enough energy to do rest of the things. So, this is the logic that I was thinking through when I was working today, and I felt really nice about it. Well, my breathing practice is still going on, and I'm very happy that I've been focusing a lot on the right areas to improve. And hopefully, as I progress through this training, I should be able to meet all the targets that I'm keeping. And more than that, enable and help my trainees to achieve their targets too, using these experiences that I'm having. Well, folks, that's it from my side. I hope you have a fantastic Thursday. And I hope you have a fantastic weekend also. Take good care of yourself. Keep smiling. Stay strong and be happy. Bye-bye.